Good evening, everyone, and I'd like to call to order the Oro Valley Town Council's special session, December 30th, 2020, online Zoom meeting. And Council wishes everyone a Happy New Year. We'd like to begin our meeting with roll call. Mr. Standish.
Councilmember Barrett.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green.
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Here.
Councilmember Solomon?
Here.
And Mayor Winfield?
Present. Thank you. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join us this evening. This meeting is taking place online to comply with the ongoing social distancing requirements and ensure the community's ability to participate. In order to participate, one must be logged into Zoom directly by computer or telephone. For those who are unfamiliar with the Zoom software, I'd like to provide a quick overview on how to participate. Everyone's microphone, except for the individual that has the floor, will be muted throughout the meeting to ensure as smooth and efficient meeting as possible. Only select staff can turn on your microphone at the appropriate time if you'd like to ask a question or provide comments. If you wish to address the council on tonight's agenda items, please raise your hand only when I announce it's appropriate to do so. There's two ways to do this. For those participating on any platform other than by phone, place your cursor towards the bottom middle of the page and look for the raised hand icon. Once the raised hand icon has been located, click on the raised hand icon to raise your hand to request to speak. Sorry. Okay. For those participating via phone, press star 9 to raise your hand. Once your hand is raised, staff will be alerted to your request to speak at the appropriate time. I will call on those with their hands raised to provide questions or comments. I will then announce your name and staff will unmute your access so you can speak. If you would like to have your video enabled, please request so prior to your comments and staff will move you to the panel list and enable your video. Once you're done speaking, staff will move you back to the attendee list. You may experience a momentary disconnect while changing roles. Please make sure you're not also muted on your personal device. As with all town council meetings, please clearly state your name and whether or not you are an Oro Valley resident. Also, speakers are limited to no more than 3 minutes. A timer will be used as with in-person meetings, and we ask that you please respect the 3 minute limit. My apologies, I'm having some, okay, there we go. And so, Mr. Standish, there's currently 37 participants in our meeting this evening, 13 panelists and 24 attendees. Mr. Standish, the first special session item, please.
Item number one, before the Town Council's future consideration of resolution number R21-01 and ordinance number O21-01, public hearing, presentation, and possible discussion about a proposed general plan amendment to change two CAI Capri special area policies to allow R6 multifamily residential district zoning uses on a vacant 13.44-acre commercial parcel located south of Tangerine Road and approximately 1/4 mile east of First Avenue.
Thank you. Staff presentation.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Hannah Oden, and I'm a senior planner with the town of Oro Valley. Okay, next slide, please. So the purpose of this case is to hold a public hearing for a proposed Type 1 major general plan amendment for a vacant commercial parcel located near the southeast corner of the First Avenue and Tangerine Road intersection. Per state law, all Type 1 general plan amendments must be considered by town council at a public hearing in the same calendar year that they are submitted. The public hearing tonight will fulfill this legal requirement. The applicant is proposing a Type 1 general plan amendment to allow R6 multifamily residential zoning uses on a vacant commercial parcel. This involves changing two general plan special area policies for the Kaikapri area where the subject parcel is located. Tonight's meeting is for a public hearing only for the proposed general plan amendment. No action may be taken by council. Okay, next slide, please. The subject parcel is designated as neighborhood commercial office under the general plan land use map as shown on this slide. The applicant is not proposing a change to the land use designation of the parcel from neighborhood commercial office. The applicant is instead proposing a text amendment to the general plan to change two Kaikapri special area policies. The first is to increase the number of maximum residential units for the Kaikapri area from 255 to 394. Second, the applicant is proposing changing a special area policy to allow R6 multifamily residential zoning uses on the subject parcel. This would accommodate the applicant's related rezoning proposal for apartments, rental casitas, townhomes, senior care, or single-family residential uses. All general plan amendments are reviewed for conformance with the vision, guiding principles, and goals and policies of the general plan, as well as specific amendment criteria outlined in the general plan. This is foundational for any general plan amendment request, and details and a complete analysis can be found in the packet posted on the town's website. Okay, next slide, please. So in summary, the meeting tonight serves to hold a public hearing for the proposed general plan amendment to satisfy the state mandated legal requirement. Staff recommends opening the public hearing, listening to public testimony, and closing the public hearing for the proposed general plan amendment. No action may be taken tonight, as council already continued the item to the January 6th meeting, when it will be considered at another public hearing. At the January 6th meeting, the item will be subject to discussion and possible action by town council. So this concludes my presentation, and the applicant is also here tonight to provide additional details. Thank you.
Thank you. So now I have the applicant's presentation.
There we go. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. My name is Paul Oland with Paradigm Land Design, here representing the property owner in this application. I am happy to go through my whole presentation again, but unless you'd like me to do that, I would simply offer a few comments.
I don't think that's necessary, Paul.
Okay, great. Well, then I will stand ready to answer any questions, sir.
I'm assuming you meant after the public hearing.
Whenever if you wouldn't want me to go through my presentation, I'll just be ready to answer any questions.
I think I'm having some internet problems on my end, so I didn't hear your response. My apologies.
Sorry. So basically, I would just offer that this proposal, this downzoning, makes a lot of sense from a number of reasons. It's been vetted against the general plan. It meets a lot of area general plan policies and goals. We provided a market analysis to not only show why the existing zoning is less viable and wouldn't provide much economic benefit to the community, but also showing that the proposed uses are very viable and on the flip side do provide an economic benefit to the community. It'll help out near local businesses, things like that. From a land use transition perspective, we don't have any neighbors today. We have posted the sign so that anybody who's looking at purchasing a house or a lot next door in the Villages Phase 3 will be well aware of this proposal, as well as the existing zoning, which could actually be more impactful. It'll generate more tax revenue in the long term, and it really doesn't have a negative impact. And so, as I stated earlier this month, what we would ask is your support for the apartment option, for the single-family rental casita option, and also for that single-family detached option as sort of a fallback if it goes that way, which still provides a moderate economic benefit. So, I'm happy to provide more information, but in the meantime, I'll just be ready to answer any questions that you or the public may have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Olin. And again, my apologies. There's just some internet instability that keeps breaking up on my end, apparently. I'd like to open the public hearing at this time. So for those individuals that would like to speak on this particular agenda item, this is your opportunity to do so. The clerk has provided me with two names of individuals that had contacted the clerk earlier wanting to speak. But if you did not contact the clerk and you would like to speak tonight, just simply go to the raise hand icon and I will call on each of you. So we'll begin the public hearing with Mr. Jack Stennett.
Mr. Mayor, can you hear me?
We can, yep.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Jack Stennett, and I'm an Oro Valley resident. I live at the juncture of Narana Drive and First Avenue. I'm opposed to the CHI General Plan Amendment. Over the past few years, the CHI property east of First Avenue has added hundreds of medium and small residential units, increasing the density, traffic, and congestion on First Avenue. Many more units are approved but have not been built yet. Replacing the commercial zoning at First and Tangerine with high-density residential will make the situation worse, especially at the dangerous intersection of First and Tangerine. The town staff study of apartments in support of this application listed numerous projects that will come before council this year. In total, over 1,000 new apartment units were added to addition of the 200 units approved at the town center site. The town has a desire to provide diverse housing options, but we do not need, in my opinion, to add 1,200 apartments to accomplish this goal. There will be cases where appropriate high density can add value to Oro Valley. The proposed westward look annexation on Ina Road or the Oro Valley Marketplace proposed redevelopment. However, changing a large undeveloped commercial site to high density residential does not benefit town residents, only the property owner. This past year, the town staff has pushed code relaxations on commercial property use, expanded approved usage, approved strip grading, citing business development as the number one town priority. Rezoning this strategically located site for apartments is a mistake, and is counter to the town's business growth objectives. It is being requested before pursuing the new options available with the code changes for business development of this site. I would request that the council vote no on the CHI request for a general plan amendment. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Rosa Daly, you're next in the queue.
Hi, my name is Rosa Daly. I'm an Oro Valley resident. I wholeheartedly concur with Jack Stennett on his comments. What concerns me about the proposals are just envisioning the housing on that busy intersection corner, which is ripe for commercial use. You cannot make a left-hand turn onto Tangerine from the Walgreens parking lot in front of Walgreens anymore. You used to be able to do that. The traffic density in that area from the housing in Silverhawk has definitely noticeably increased just in your day-to-day use of the commercial properties that are there. This is definitely an area that would do well commercially. I think what the problem is it's not a great piece of property. The fact that the property sits below grade, but below the road grade, is going to be an issue regardless of what you put there. And I don't believe that an even higher density housing community than based on the changes being asked for is going to create any better business opportunities for the retail that's there. I think that it would detract from the ability to create a commercial corridor where it belongs. And I think the right commercial application will work there. It's just perhaps that this may not be the time to put in something commercial, but we have plans for a reason. And I believe as Oro Valley matures into its business district, this will be a prime piece of commercial real estate. So I would ask that that the council uphold what is presently in place for this property. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Mr. Tom Stegman, you're next in queue.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Councilman, and Councilwoman. I wanted to reiterate what we've already heard, that upholding the general plan needs to be done by the council. This is important for the community to show that what the community has spoken for in the past is still important to the council, this council that's seated now. And the community believes that this is the right thing to do for this intersection. I can't add a lot to what Jack and Rosa have said. It's just a bad spot to put a big apartment complex or multifamily. It needs to stay commercial for the town's future. And I do believe that this will develop into such. And we've always said that we need more commercial property. So please uphold the general plan. Please put this down. Thank you.
Thank you. The next is a phone number, 780-4554. So we'll have you unmuted here in a moment. You're unmuted. If you could identify yourself.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Teresa Morrow, and I am a resident of Oro Valley. And I'm following the presentations or the discussions that already have taken place by Jack, Rosa, and Tom. And I'm asking that the town council uphold and maintain the current general plan and to vote no to the proposed changes. and maintain the commercial zoning, please. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Mr. Molnar, Rich Molnar, you're next in queue.
Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Rich Molnar. I live in Oro Valley. I'm a resident. I don't need video. Thank you. I just respectfully ask that the town council strongly consider upholding the general plan and keep the zoning as is for the same reasons Jack and Rosa and Tom and Teresa mentioned. What they've voiced this evening, basically, I don't want to go on and reiterate what they've just said. I agree with them, and I think the general plan should be upheld. So in the interest of time, I just want to say thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Fred Christensen, you're next in queue.
My name is Frederick Christensen. I'm an Oro Valley resident. I've been a resident for 21 years in Oro Valley. I live in Sun City. I recall at one time way back, there was the town wanted to put a school at that corner. And there was talk at that time about an asphalt plant being there and it becoming a hazardous waste site. Is this still true?
I've noted your question, and after the public hearing, I'll have Mr. Oland or Ms. Oden respond.
Okay, I would also like to voice my vote for keeping the land as a commercial zoned area. Thank you for having me be able to speak. Thank you.
Okay. If there's anyone else that would like to speak, okay. Mr. Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can you hear me?
Yes. Would you like your video turned on?
No, that's fine. I'm sorry that I'm late to the meeting today. I was actually talking to some people from Minnesota who were thinking about moving to our community. I'm pleased to represent us proudly. My name's Dave Perry. I'm the president and CEO of the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce. I'm a proud resident of Oro Valley for 13 years now. I did not have prepared remarks for tonight, but I'm going to just offer this piece of information. You all, I'm sure, know that Big Lots is going to close at Oro Valley Marketplace. That's going to happen sometime probably after the holidays in the first part of the year. There are many reasons why Big Lots is going to close, but I would suggest that fundamentally, Big Lots does not have enough customers to run a viable retail business in this space. Apartments and other denser uses in the densely impacted corridor of Tangerine Road could be part of the answer to maintaining the retail base in our community. Further, we have seen a letter from Oro Valley Hospital, one of the employers that's willing to speak out on this subject, who is saying we need more housing options for our residents. And I know that other employers who may be relatively muzzled in speaking up echo that sentiment. I recognize and respect that my neighbors there don't want to see a big change on that piece of property. I understand it. But part of the general plan calls for us to optimize the economy of this community, and I believe this project would help us do so. Thank you for your time and for your service.
Thank you. Ms. Cheryl Lamona, you're next in queue.
Good evening. My name is Cheryl Lamona. I'm a resident of Oro Valley. I don't live in Silverhawk, but I appreciate their concerns, and I'm also opposed to this general plan amendment. My first point, changing from commercial to multifamily on this property would simply pave the way for other requests throughout the town to transition to residential. The general plan was only approved in 2016. We've already had a number of major general plan amendments and rezonings that resulted in roughly 1,500 homes, some of which are not even built yet. What's the point of a plan if we keep changing it? Oro Valley's vision for the future in the plan states, Oro Valley will keep its friendly, small-town, neighborly character while increasing services, employment, and recreation. The statement's followed by two pages of bullets to support how that will be accomplished. In reference to that, I'd like to address just a few of the points to show that this request doesn't really comply with what the community expected when they ratified the plan. It doesn't offer a broad range of shopping, dining, and places to gather as it would if it remained commercial. It doesn't minimize traffic. In fact, it increases it at an intersection that's already prone to accidents. It doesn't grow our high-quality employment opportunities. As a matter of fact, looking at the consolidated town reports, we've only increased the number of employees at our top employers by 797 people since 2007. We need growth in those areas. It doesn't maintain financial stability. In fact, it's going to cost us more on a long-term basis as the town has to take over the infrastructure. My second point is what's called a Ponzi scheme. We often hear this statement, oh, if you're not growing, you're dying. But according to the founder and the president of Strong Towns, a nonprofit, growing simply allows you to not be dying longer. He calls it a growth Ponzi scheme and explains, I quote, the local unit of government benefits from the enhanced revenues associated with new growth, but it also typically assumes the long-term liability for maintaining the new infrastructure. This exchange, a near-term cash advantage for a long-term financial obligation, is one element of a Ponzi scheme. In conclusion, our population increased only 2,267 people from 2007 to 2019, but our sales tax revenue from retail, restaurant, bars, and lodging increased $6.4 million. Is changing commercial to residential going to grow those opportunities? I see this as costly in the long term and in direct opposition to the change that residents voted for in 2018, when we were tired of the rampant growth of the unanimous votes to approve all these new housing projects, tired of out-of-town developers taking priority over the residents. So tonight I ask you uphold the resident-approved general plan and assess the impact of these new homes yet to be built before rezoning our limited commercial land to residential. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's others that want to speak to this agenda item, this is your opportunity to do so. Amy Hart, you're in the queue.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Actually, this is Amy's husband, Terry. I happen to be on her iPad. Thank you for the opportunity. No prepared remarks. My comments would be, without being redundant to everything that I believe, you know, from Jack, Rosa, Tom, Teresa, and the others, I'm very sure my neighbors would be also opposed to this general planned amendment. It's frustrating going back to 2016 when the residents of Oro Valley voted on the general plan, and it just routinely seems to get changed, and it's like nobody has any control over that. And, you know, from that standpoint, you know, I would urge the town council to reject this general planned amendment. That property, in my opinion, should stay commercial. It may not be developed in the very near future, but I see a lot of opportunity for that being commercial going forward. And that really concludes my comments on that. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Terry. If there's others that would like to speak to this agenda item, this is your opportunity to do so before the public hearing is closed. If you'd like to speak, if you'd go to the raised hand icon and click on that. And just to update everyone, there's 45 participants in the meeting. That's 16 in the panelist column and 29 in the attendees column. Craig McKay, you're in the queue. Mr. McKay, you're unmuted. And just to update everyone, there's 45 participants in the meeting. That's 16 in the panelist column and 29 in the attendees column.
Yes, my name is Craig McKay. I'm an Oro Valley homeowner.
Craig McKay, you're in the queue.
All right. Am I unmuted?
You're unmuted. I'm not sure why we're getting that echo. I'm sure it's an echo, but a delayed response.
All right.
Mr. McKay, you're unmuted.
All right. My name is Craig McKay. I am a Oro Valley homeowner, and for all the reasons already stated, I would urge you to please uphold the current general plan and reject this proposed amendment.
All right. Am I unmuted? You're unmuted. I'm not sure why we're getting...
Okay. Are there others that would like to speak to this agenda item? So not seeing any additional hands, I'm going to close the public hearing. And Mr. Olin, I've taken some notes. I suspect you've taken some notes. Could you respond to some of the concerns, questions?
Sir, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Basically there's a lot of history here that it sounds like the speakers are not aware of. We've had a lot of meetings on this project, probably a dozen over the last almost year. There's been very, very little public input in the last couple of meetings, I think because we've successfully shown that this is a good place for this proposed use. This is the change we're proposing is not a willy-nilly change that's just in response to some new event. The commercial designation that's on this piece of property was established 15 years ago or so as part of a list of special area policies that were applied to this entire Capri parcel, the whole half square mile there on north both sides of Palisades. And what that list of special area policies did was basically say that the entire thing needs to be master planned for some residential uses, some commercial uses. The residential uses have all been planned and approved. As everybody knows, they're partially under development. All of the special area policies that were applied in the general plan to these properties have been adhered to in terms of setbacks and building heights and densities and open space and hillside protection, all that. Those have all been adhered to. The amount of commercial that was designated at this corner is excessive. 15 years ago, there was a lot of undeveloped land still in this part of Oro Valley. There was a lot of acreage up in Rancho Vistoso that could potentially have delivered a lot more density. It was zoned for that. It just didn't develop that way. Oro Valley historically, as everybody knows, tends to develop at a lower density, a suburban density. And as Mr. Perry pointed out, that's not enough to support the amount of acreage of commercial land that we have in Oro Valley. The fact that we have the Vashes Shopping Center and the Oro Valley Marketplace and Rooney Ranch all having lost major anchor tenants over the years, not recovering, is testament to that fact. We've got employers. Mr. Perry mentioned Oro Valley Hospital. We've also got several restaurants and commercial landowners who've all put their two cents in writing to say, listen, we need more rooftops. We did a market analysis, as I mentioned, to actually put some math behind it and determine. How much retail acreage is actually likely to be developed, given that in this part of Oro Valley, there's very little additional land. I love the optimism that folks have that there could be a large and vibrant commercial corner here, but that's just not in the cards. There's just not enough rooftops in this part of town. Never mind the Amazon effect. that has just made it even harder for brick and mortar retailers. We're to a point where the plan that was made 15 years ago to show a whole lot of commercial here was aggressive and optimistic, but at the end of the day, it was too much retail acreage. So the acreage that we're proposing to change, we've left the commercial corner. The acreage that we're proposing to change is a transitional piece. It is well positioned not to have impact on any neighbors. We've analyzed the traffic impact. It's equivalent with what was approved before. It's not going to add a whole bunch more cars. We're going to complete the loop up to Tangerine from Kai Drive. That's actually going to relieve some congestion there at First and Tangerine, provide people with easier access to both roads rather than funneling everybody who wants to get to Tangerine through First Avenue. This piece is just not viable, not only from a density standpoint, it's also hamstrung by distance to the intersection, poor visibility from the intersection. It's about a third of a mile, actually, from the intersection of First and Tangerine. The question about infrastructure came up and the additional cost to the town. So Kai Drive will be completed by the developer. That won't be a town expense. It will be a public road, but it'll be built to town standards. And with the additional commercial sales tax that this should generate, plus all of the impact fees and everything like that, this is not a flash in the pan. What providing additional density on this piece will do is actually help local businesses, which will help the local economy. It's as simple as that. We've shown through market study, we've shown through density analysis that this is not foreseeable as developing for commercial use. In our application, we went through and listed many ways that this application meets and supports a number of goals and policies in the general plan. One of the speakers mentioned that it doesn't fulfill a few that she rattled off. And correct, not every application meets every goal and policy. That's actually impossible. But as this is proposed to be residential in support of commercial, that is going to actually meet some of those policies, in addition to a bunch of others about providing additional households and things like that. So we've got support from local employers, local retailers. We've got analysis by a reputable firm demonstrating that what we're proposing here is a good use of the site and will benefit the town more than if it's left as commercial. I think that was... Those were all the notes I took, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, you're on mute.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I needed to be interrupted. Thank you. So, Ms. Oden, if you could, there was a question by Mr. Christensen regarding this site, that there had been at some time a school had been planned, that it was deemed a hazardous site. That was the note that I took. Could you speak to that?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. So I am not familiar with that history as far as a school or a potential hazardous waste site. I know the property was graded in the mid-1990s as part of the Tangerine Road construction, but I might defer that question to Mr. Bella to see if there's any history that I'm just not aware of.
Mr. Mayor, in the past 20 years, there has not been any proposals for a school, or I am not aware of any reports regarding any hazardous material or waste issues on the site.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Also, Ms. Oden, a number of the speakers tonight made reference to upholding the general plan. Could you speak to that particular topic, please?
Sure, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, so staff has thoroughly reviewed the application for conformance with the general plan. We do find that the application on balance does conform with a number of general plan goals and policies, including supporting the economic vitality of the town, providing diverse housing opportunities. The general plan does specifically lay out that, you know, there will be applications for general plan amendments, and there is, you know, flexibility for changes in the general plan. So, again, all of that was laid out in detail in previous staff reports and will be again at the next town council meeting.
Okay. Were there any other items that you wanted to speak to, Ms. Oden, that I may have overlooked?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will just say that as far as traffic concerns, there was a traffic impact statement that has thoroughly been reviewed by town staff. I know that we have Mr. Paul Kiesler, who's a town engineer, also on the meeting tonight. But I will just say that traffic effects have been thoroughly reviewed by town staff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, there will be no action, or Ms. Oden mentioned that there will be no action tonight. The purpose of tonight's meeting was to hold a public hearing for this item, and we've accomplished that. So with, I think we'll move on to the next agenda item. Mr. Standish.
Item number two, approval of appointments to the Stormwater Utility Commission and the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
I move to approve the appointments to the Stormwater Utility Commission and the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay.
I do have one question, though, about the way it's been agendized.
Okay. Your question?
My question is, regarding the Planning and Zoning Commission, the individual being appointed, it's been agendized saying for a term that expires in December of 2021. But my understanding is that this is fulfilling a vacancy in the Planning and Zoning Commission and is not considered a new term. So I just wanted to make sure that that was accurately reflected. Can I ask the staff or the attorneys to weigh in on? Yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
This was to fill a vacancy, and the term was set to expire at the end of 2021. So this would be to fill that partial term to keep it consistent.
Yes. Okay. I'd like that to be reflected in the record for the motion.
But the term is expiring December 31st.
Well, that this is to fulfill a vacancy.
Oh, to fulfill
it. It's not this individual's first term, so to speak.
Okay, so did you want to restate the motion?
Do I need to, Mr. Cohen?
I would appreciate it if you would, not so much because of the term issue, but because of the lack of names. I'm assuming that your motion is to accomplish what is stated in the blue sheet, but if you could state the names and to what commission they would be appointed, that would be sufficient. The term issue is not necessary. Thank you.
Okay. Let me just pull that up just 1 second, since I'm using the same computer for that. Okay. I move that the following appointments to the Stormwater Utility Commission and Planning and Zoning Commission be made effective January 1st, 2021. Stormwater Utility Commission, David Parker, for a term expiring December 31st, 2022. Planning and Zoning Commission, Robert Henderson, to fulfill a vacancy in a term expiring December 31st, 2021.
Thank you.
And second. Motion's been second. Discussion? Hearing no discussion. Mr. Standish, can we take a vote, please?
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowen? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Councilmember Green?
Yes.
Thank you. Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. I move to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll second
that.
Seconded by Councilmember Solomon. Mr. Standish, vote, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowen?
Yes.
Councilmember Green?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. So motion passes 7-0. Again, we want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. We wish you a safe and a happy new year. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.